This is the NFL Draft Bible Spotlight Show, connecting players with football industry professionals since 2002. It's what we do.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Servitello, for another edition here, counting you down to the 2020 NFL Draft. Make sure you log on NFLDraftBible.com for all of our products, services, news, information, and scouting reports, including our guest today. He is Nolan Kern, offensive lineman from Sioux Falls. He joins us now on the hotline as we welcome him into the show. Nolan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well here, and I know you're getting ready for your upcoming pro day workout in March and getting ready training. So take us through what you're getting ready to do, with what your training regimen are, where you're working out, and some of the things you're working on improving.
Well, I'm lucky enough to be able to train with my college strength coach, Coach Mathers. He's a really good coach, and we've been working about 6 days a week, just on your basic combine stuff, but also, you know, getting stronger, building a good foundation. And, you know, you can't forget to also do position specific stuff and continue to improve your game throughout the process. I think sometimes that's what people forget during this process, is the football aspect of it.
No, it's true. You know, you get so caught up once the season ends. It's a different kind of training. You're training for your testing and your measurables, but it's important to stay sharp, get that positional work in. And, you know, I know you're a dominant run blocker. You know, I'm sure you're improving there. Also, you know, in the pass game, what are some of the things there in your positional work that you're trying to get better at doing?
Just strengthening everything, you know, like just continuing to work on punching and getting a good punch in, because that's one of the key things in pass pro for an alignment, and continuing to be able to produce power at the point of attack and, you know, get off the ball quick and have good footwork and, you know, using your hands. That's one of the biggest things at the next level from everyone I've talked to, is using your hands and continuing to get better at that. And, you know, just continuing to strengthen my strengths and improve my weaknesses.
Yeah, hand combat, staying low, leverage at the point of attack. And, you know, you are, as you mentioned, a big, powerful, strong guy. We got you listed at 6'3", 320 pounds. What is your current weight, and where do you kind of see yourself playing weight-wise at the next level?
I'm currently at 320, and I think that's a good weight for me. I can be athletic, but I can still produce a bunch of power without sacrificing any strength. So I'll probably stay at that weight. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things at guard especially is, like you said, power at the point of attack. And so being 320 and being able to maintain athleticism is a big thing, which I'm very capable of. And that's the big thing, is being able to produce power at the point of attack and move people.
And, you know, the other part of the equation is, you know, the quickness, the footwork, being able to combo block and, you know, pull and get down the line there in a jiffy. How comfortable do you feel doing that at both left guard, right guard, and any experience playing center at all?
Actually, my first 2 years in college, I played center, so I've got quite a bit of experience at center. I feel really confident about my ability to play center. And then also, we ran a power scheme, so I'd probably pull 10, 15, 20 times a game. So I feel really confident in my ability to climb the next level, pull, and cover up linebackers.
Well, the more you can do, the more valuable you are. And I love to hear about the versatility. Now, when you played center, was it primarily shotgun? Did the quarterback line up under center? Did you have any special teams experience, long snap, and anything like that?
We run shotgun every play, so every snap that I took was shotgun. In high school, I played center as well, actually, and so I have experience under center as well. As far as special teams go, my first 2 years, I was on the shield for punt, and so I learned a lot about that. And then other than that, I was just on field goal.
All right, we're talking to Nolan Kern, the offensive lineman out of Sioux Falls. And, you know, I had a chance to speak with one of your teammates, maybe a couple years ago at the East-West Shrine Games, Trey Pipkins, you know, I haven't been able to keep tabs with him at the next level. I believe he's still playing somewhere, but have you spoken to Trey at all? Have you picked his brain in terms of going through the whole draft process and what to expect? And if so, what kind of advice has he given you?
Yeah, actually, it's been a huge opportunity for me to be able to have a guy who's done it before. And actually, in the National Bowl, I got moved to right tackle, and I'd never played tackle before in my life. And so I actually, you know, shot him a text the night before, and he gave me all sorts of advice on how to play tackle, what I should do, what kind of sets I should take. And then also, you know, the advice of him as far as the process, he said, just enjoy it. He said, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the stress of it and worry about where you're going to go or what's going to happen. But the biggest advice he's given is just enjoy the process and, you know, don't let it overwhelm you.
Definitely some sound advice there. And it is a mental grind. And I know you guys haven't suited up now for a couple months. And it probably seems like forever, you know, as you wait and anticipate. But, you know, looking back now that you have had a little bit of time to kind of reflect on your collegiate career, give me a highlight or a memory that stands out to you. I mean, what are you going to miss most about suiting up on Saturdays?
I'm just going to miss the guys. You know, that's what, especially as an O-lineman, that's what you do it for. You got four other guys, and then, you know, in the two deep, you got 10 other guys that, you know, you're with every day, you're working with every day, you're watching film with, you're joking around in the film room. I think that the relationships and, you know, my teammates, that's what I'm probably going to miss the most about college football.
No doubt about it. Talking Nolan Kern, Sioux Falls here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show with your host, Rick Saratella. And Nolan, let's talk a little bit, you know, personality-wise, background-wise, you grew up, or your hometown is listed as Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Were you born and raised in Eau Claire? What's it like, you know, coming from Wisconsin? I've never been, so give us a little kind of background and synopsis of growing up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I grew up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, lived there my whole life till I came out here. And, you know, obviously in Wisconsin, it's an O-line tradition, so you know, in a lot of states, it's like, you know, everybody wants to be a quarterback or a running back. Well, in Wisconsin, everybody wants to be Joe Thomas. So that's always been a big thing for me is it's always been an O-line culture, and everybody there wants to be a great O-lineman. And you see all these great O-linemen like Joe Thomas, Travis Frederick. You have a lot of people to look up to. And so that's probably the most unique thing about growing up in Wisconsin.
Hence the term country strong, a lot of big country strong guys have gone on to the next level coming out of Wisconsin. And you were actually a multi-sport athlete in high school. I see here that you also had a outstanding track and field career, shot put champion, discus thrower. What other sports did you play growing up?
Growing up before high school, I played, you know, I'm from northern Wisconsin, so we played a lot of hockey. And every time I go back, we still play some pond hockey. That's probably, you know, one of the unique things is the love for hockey up there. And then I also played basketball until eighth grade, which I really liked. I was actually a point guard, believe it or not. That was a lot of fun. And I could shoot and I could handle it. Yeah, got to be athletic and big. So, and then
like
in high school, I just did track and football, so.
Like Shaq, I remember Shaq used to grab the boards and then run the court down the court there, and run it floor to floor, coast to coast. So Nolan Kern here showing some ball handling skills. That was a surprise there for me, Nolan. I didn't expect that one coming.
Yeah, that's what most people say. They can't believe I was out there playing point guard, but yeah, that's what I played.
So if you played point guard, then I would imagine that a lot of your, you know, footwork and athleticism kind of translated over to the gridiron.
Yeah, it definitely helped. Basketball is a sport, you know, you have to be a great athlete, and just jumping, running, sprinting full court, and the footwork that comes with it, it all transfers over to football. So that definitely helped my footwork and definitely helped my athleticism. It was something that helped propel my football career.
Nolan Kern here, Sioux Falls offensive lineman, versatile guard, center, very experienced, 3 or 4 year starter there at Sioux Falls. And Nolan, we're getting know you a little bit off the field, and growing up in Wisconsin, I would imagine that you're somewhat of an outdoors person. So when you're not studying, breaking down game film, preparing for the next opponent or practicing, what do you like to do during your downtime, or any hobbies or activities that you enjoy?
Yeah, growing up in Wisconsin, it's a huge outdoors state. So my favorite thing to do when I'm not playing football or when I have some free time is to go fishing. That's my number one favorite thing to do. Since college, obviously, you're busy, so I haven't had a lot of time for hunting. But in high school, I'd get home after workouts, after school, and if there was an hour before dark, I'd go out in our backfield and sit in a tree stand and see if a deer walked by. I got a couple deer that way. And so, yeah, definitely just being in the outdoors. I just love being a part of it and seeing how nature interacts and, you know, being able to be a part of the ecology that comes with that.
All right, good stuff. You know, I'm a big venison fan, and, you know, I live down here in the great island of the Jersey Shore, but I used to live in Queens, New York, and this is the only reason why I know it is because it's my birthday week, and I remember every year when I lived in Queens, there used to be a nice Greek spot that served venison, and I always looked forward to that because we can't get enough of it here in New Jersey. It's just, you know, more of a delicacy, but a big fan there. And we're talking to Nolan Kern, Sioux Falls, getting to know him on the gridiron, outside the white stripes. And, you know, at the top of this interview, we talked about some of the strengths and weaknesses and some of the things that you're working on preparing for your pro day, Nolan. But if a scout or talent evaluator or GM or coach is listening to this show right now, maybe they're not familiar with your game. Give us a little self-scouting report when a scout pops in your game film. What type of player should they expect to see?
I'm a run blocker. I get a ton of movement. I like to maul guys. I'm going to be one of the strongest players on the field at any level. I produce a bunch of power at the point of attack, can climb. I like to finish people. That's probably my biggest thing is I'm tenacious. Like my goal when I'm blocking someone isn't just to get the block done. I want to block them through the whistle, finish them, and, you know, really, really emphasize getting a ton of movement and a ton of power at the point of attack and just disrupting their entire defense. And I think that's something that it's hard to do, but when you can get as much movement as I do, you can disrupt an entire defense, throw off their games, stuff like that. And then in pass pro, I'm always looking for work. If I don't have somebody head up on me, I'm going to finish guys. And I want to make it hard for the D lineman to have to keep getting up and keep playing against me.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, watching your film, one of the things that pops out is the nastiness and the, you know, tenacious demeanor in the trenches, 263 career knockdowns. You know, you seem like a nice guy here, Nolan, talking to you, but on the field, it seems like you have a different demeanor. Is it a light switch that goes on and off when you walk onto the playing field?
Yeah, 100%. People always, I've had people who've just seen me play football, then when they meet me in person, they're like, well, I thought you'd be a completely different person. Off the field, obviously, there's not space for that. You got to be a good person. You got to look out for people. But on the field, you know, that's a huge, it's one of the only places left in our society where you can go and you can be that guy and you can go and be nasty and be mean and be, you know, violent. And that's one thing that I love about the game. And yeah, it is kind of like a switch, you know, before the game, I listen to some music, get myself worked up and then go out there and knock some people over.
I love it. A great balance to have. What are you listening to there before game day, getting you hyped?
I actually listened to it's the intro to the Viking show on the History Channel. Actually, it's called Fever Ray, If I Had a Heart. It's kind of a weird song, but it just gets me in the right mindset to go out there and, you know, attack some people.
Very interesting. I'm intrigued. I'm gonna have to go dig that up now and get a glimpse of that. And you know, you mentioned the power and the strength. You've got your pro day coming up here in March. Do we have a pro day date yet, or?
We got a whole team working on it. There's a couple D1 schools that I'm looking at attending for the pro day, and we're getting that all set right now.
Okay, well, hey, get at me off the air, and I'll see what I can help you out do there. You know, try to get you into a pro day. If Sioux Falls is not holding one, you know, we always try to help out players getting into pro days. And actually, March 27th, just announced yesterday, down in Miami at the Dolphins facility, there will be a showcase for players who do not have a workout. So, hey, you know, maybe we can chat more about that off the air. But we're talking right now on the air with Nolan Kern. And, you know, what do you think? It sounds like, you know, maybe bench press will be the category where you might turn some heads at your pro day workout. Do you want to toss out a number on what you might put up there at, on the 225 reps?
I'm definitely shooting for, you know, 30 plus reps right now. And so that's been fun because, you know, we don't bench that often just because it's applicable in football, but there's better ways to train those muscles for football. And so it's actually been kind of fun being able to train bench this offseason and, you know, getting that right for the pro day.
Nice. Nolan Kern here. Sioux Falls, offensive lineman, versatility, powerful, agility. And he joins us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. So, Nolan, you know, what is it that you think, you know, obviously coming out of a smaller school, you're going to be lumped together in a category of guys trying to, you know, earn their stripes at the next level, make a spot on the 53-man roster, whether it be a late-round guy or undrafted free agent guy. But when you get into camp and you're mano-a-mano competing against the next man, coaches don't care, FBS, FCS, D3, they don't care what your college helmet was. What's going to be the characteristic or the trait that kind of stands out that will allow you to separate yourself from the player next to you?
Just my tenacity. You know, sometimes my teammates will laugh at me because they'll pull a film of an NFL guy and they'll be like, oh, I'd never want to block him. And the first thought that goes through my mind is I'd like to take a shot at him, you know. I don't really let anybody intimidate me, and I'll find a way to beat someone. That's the biggest thing that I've learned in my career is even if you can't beat someone, you know, straight up the first time, if you learn and you come back and you just have that tenacity and you keep getting better and better and better, eventually you'll beat whoever you're going against, no matter what level they're at or how good they're perceived. And so that's the biggest thing for me is just tenacity and not getting intimidated, and I'm ready for any challenge.
Love it. That's a great offensive lineman answer, and you know, your coaches speak very highly in terms of your football IQ. They call you a student of the game. And how much throughout the week, how much does the film study factor into your game day preparation?
It's huge for an alignment. You know, especially in a conference like ours, every defense is different. And, you know, against us, because we run the ball so much with so much success, they try, we've had teams try some weird things just that I've never even seen before to try to stop that. And so every week I had to spend, you know, 2-3 hours a night at least watching film and trying to figure out, you know, if this guy's slanting right, is he going to put his right hand down? Is he going to lean that way? Is he going to tilt that way? Are his feet going to be even? Are his feet going to be uneven? And then on a bigger level than just the individual, you got to look for keys like, are they cheating a safety down? Are they cheating a safety over? Does the corner have a give for if he's going to blitz and stuff like that? And so I think film is one of the most important parts of preparing for a game, because especially when you got defenses that are going to run games and stuff like that, there's so many different gives that if you just you spend time in the film room, you'll be able to pick that stuff up instantly.
Absolutely. And you guys, that's a credit to the success that you guys have had during your time at Sioux Falls. I believe 28-7 over the past three seasons, championship back in 2016, obviously leaving the program in a better place than when you arrived. So talk about your impact, your leadership intangibles. Were you a vocal leader, a lead by example guy, pull a guy to the side type of leadership? Talk about some of those intangibles.
I'm definitely a pull a guy to the side type of leadership. I think sometimes when, you know, obviously there's times you got to, you know, get a guy going during practice, but I think a lot of the time that can get unproductive really fast, and it can lead to, you know, animosity in an O-line room, and you can't have that. And so I definitely would take the young guys under my wing. And if I saw him struggling with something, you know, spend some extra time with him after practice, talk to him, ask him what's going on. And I think one of the biggest things that we forget about in football is there's a life outside of football, right? So I think one of the biggest things about being a leader was if I saw a guy struggling, I'd pull him aside and say, hey, what's going on? What can I help with? How are you doing? How's everything outside of football? And to see if that was affecting his game. And so I'm definitely a pull a guy to the side type of leadership. You don't need to be out there yelling and putting guys down. I think it's better just to have a productive conversation and figure out what's actually going on.
You know, and that's a great point. That's a sign of a true leader, because the human element, to a lot of times the fans and the media forget about that side and what a player could be going through off the field. And it is a critical part of the equation and very important. So, you know, just one or two more questions here, Nolan, before we let you go. We always like to provide an opportunity for a player to sell themselves in case a GM, scout team, evaluator is listening to the show. So, you know, with that being said, Nolan, tell us why a NFL team should draft Nolan Kern and take a shot on you.
I'm a hard worker. I'm going to work hard to get to the highest point I possibly can in my game. I produce a ton of power at the point of attack and get a ton of movement and jump start a run game. I can climb the linebackers and cover them up. I'm solid in pass pro. But beyond that, I will be the most tenacious player on the field. I will never quit working. I'll never quit trying to get better. I will never quit trying to be able to beat people that maybe I don't beat the first time. And I will give 110% of my effort to make sure that I am the most tenacious, most violent, most best finisher on the team, in order to help the team as much as possible. I'm a guy who will be a leader. I'm a guy who will watch film, get in the film room, get in the weight room, get in the O-line room, and, you know, be able to lead an O-line room and help my teammates and help my team get better.
Oh, I know you will. And, you know, I look forward to seeing where you bring that nasty to on Sundays. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be chatting here between now and the draft, leading up to the draft and up to your pro day. And, of course, we'll have Nolan Kern's entire scouting report up on the NFLDraftBible.com. We'll be chronicling his path to the draft and updating you guys all with his pro day results. And before we let you go and wrap up, Nolan, we appreciate you taking some time here. Any final thoughts, parting shots, message that you want to deliver to the listening audience, thank yous or shout outs that you want to give? The floor is yours, my man.
I just want to thank all my coaches who helped me in the past. Obviously I couldn't get here without them, all my teammates, and thank you so much for having me on. It's been a blast.
Oh, well, hey, we love to tell the stories of the stars of tomorrow, and we've been bringing you the names you need to know first here since 2002 on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. So, hey, Nolan, best of luck. Keep us posted. We'll chat about your pro day and appreciate the time here today.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, there you have it, the latest name you need to know here on the Player Spotlight Show. He is Nolan Kern, Sioux Falls. Offensive linemen who, you know, hey, they've got a little bit of a reputation here now for turning out some pro offensive linemen. Trace Pipkins, who we mentioned earlier in the podcast, you know, he has gone on to the next level. You heard him talk about some of the advice that Trey passed down to Nolan. And, you know, he had a chance to play some offensive tackle in that All-Star game. And his versatility is going to bode well. Just another notch in the belt to add to his versatility at guard and center, and being able to long snap and play special teams and do all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to his pro day workout, where I think he's going to really turn some heads, generate some significant NFL interest, because, you know, let's be honest, Sioux Falls is not an NFL powerhouse where, you know, scouts are pouring into. But, you know, when they go into the pro day, they might be pleasantly surprised with what Nolan Kern does. And, you know, great brute strength, but, you know, the technician, the sound fundamentals, but most of all, the nastiness. You know, who doesn't like an offensive lineman with just nasty? And that's what Nolan Kern brings to the table. So it's been an honor and a privilege to bring another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show to your listening ears. I was your host, Rick Saratella, here on the Spotlight Show. And we'll be counting you down to that 2020 NFL Draft over on NFLDraftBible.com. So make sure you log on, get all the information, the 2020 NFL Draft Bible, 500-plus scouting reports, including Nolan Kern. So we got it all, everything you need to get you ready for that April draft in Las Vegas. So we'll be back with another edition here soon on the All Access Football Podcast Network. Till next time, everybody.
This is the NFL.Bible Spotlight Show, connecting players with football industry professionals since 2002. It's what we do.